Can you talk in tongues? Just talk in tongues a while. Talk in tongues. Just talk in tongues. Libra go sota rabakata, Libra haskinda balabaye, Levre kete bokoromo koshinde kete bokoronde. Praying tongues, brother, praying tongues. Can you talk in tongues tonight? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise the Lord. All right, welcome to People by the Sand. Tell them good to see you. How are you tonight? All right, tonight, Lagos, Abuja, Ibadan, Port Harcourt. He's about to favor somebody here. Not everybody believe what I said. I said it's about to favor somebody here. Tell your neighbor, everywhere is favoring me. Everywhere, 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 everywhere. I'll be sharing with you tonight on making the other land favor you. Making the other land favor you. And I'm going to read a few scriptures. Are you ready for the word tonight? Are you sitting like you're ready? Are you behaving like you're ready? You know, I always tell you that I always know those who are willing to catch the anointing. There's a way they are just ready for the word of God. I want to share with you from the scriptures. Genesis chapter 46. I'm going to read a few verses and then I'll show you how to be blessed in the other land. Let's read from verse 1. So Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. And he said, so he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph will put his hand on your eyes. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Powerful scripture. Powerful scripture. Genesis chapter 48. Genesis chapter 48. I want to read from verse 3. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you. That's like talking to me. And I'll make you a multitude of people and give this land to your descendants after you as an everlasting possession. Oh, if you believe that, your amen will be louder. You know, when you are talking about being blessed in the other land, you have to understand this. I told you several times that usually when God wants to do something different with your life, he moves you. You found from the scriptures, there's always a reason to move. Sometimes you just move. It is not a demotion to move. If you understand what it means when God tells you to move, it is a promotion. God told Abraham, get thee out of the kingdom of people unto what? A land that I will show you. A land that I will show you. You find some people when we want to start ministry, God says, move to this side, move to this place. The move might be major and it might just be a little one. Might not be a major one, but there will be a movement. There'll be a movement. You see, I understand every time there's a need to move, change location for whatever reason. It might not be It might not even be permanently. It might be your house, might be your office, anything. God just moves you. Are you getting what I'm talking about? There, it's a promotion, if you understand it. God just moves you. Your landlord gives you quit notice. That means God is about to do something. Because quit notice means you must what? Some of you beg your landlord to, I want to stay. You are killing your promotion. The next time you get a quit notice, go back into your room and begin to dance. You see, many people don't understand it. After Jacob was going to move and he was going to move back from Laban, the Bible says, he looked at himself and said, it's time to go. It's time to move. From the way these children are behaving to me, they are making it look like I've taken all their father's wealth, I think it's time to go. He was talking to himself and thinking that when God said, it's time to move. Sometimes you don't even wait for God to say it. You can see. I was sharing some things with I think some pastors the last week, and I was showing them from the scriptures, powerful word of God. And I discovered that God said, not only knowledge and wisdom is what you need discretion. Discretion is important. I don't have time, I've shown you. Discretion is important. Think Proverbs chapter 3. Discretion is key, not only wisdom or knowledge. There are times that you just look around and see what is happening and you know you got to make a move. Do you understand what I'm saying? In fact, a lot of times God will put those thoughts in you to help you train your senses. You know, some people say, I have to wait for an audible voice. I didn't hear anything. Your senses will become dormant. You have to train your senses. You have to begin to understand when you are thinking like God. Did you understand what I said? Your thoughts are like the thoughts of God. You are thinking we should do this, and then God strikes a word and says, do it. Then you know you are beginning to think like God. Oh, I think like God. So there's a way to prosper the other land, and that's what I want to show you. Look at your neighbor, tell him, this is my season. You know, I'm feeling anointing here, and I feel like something wants to happen to some people. I feel strongly that you're going to bust forth into singing and dancing. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? If you believe it, shout a very loud amen. Amen. There are several things you have to understand about God. God wants to bless you. God wants to give you a greater wealth transfer than he has ever done. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 2021. Libra kotoko shikata bakata. Legara bakata. You are going to come in contact with what God has prepared for you. Hey! Kanda bakaya. I said you are going to come in contact with what God has prepared for you. Somebody shout an amen. Oh, sit down. Just follow me in the spirit. Follow me in the spirit. When he comes on you, take it. You understand what I'm saying? When the anointing rests on you, take it. Take it. Do something with it. Hey, yeah. Do something. Do something with it. Glory to Jesus. I'm trying to preach and I'm feeling so much of the anointing of God. There's nothing like waking up tomorrow morning, going to the place where you have been making requests, and they say, we changed our mind, we want to give you now. Hallelujah.
going to where they refused you. Then they suddenly say, we changed our mind. We have decided to give it over to you. Hey, I prophesy, every need of yours shall be met in the name of Jesus. Listen, that thing you have been finding difficult, you have been going after. They said, come back tomorrow, come back next tomorrow, come back day before, then day after tomorrow. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, it is coming down to you. Tell three people around you, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it.
God wants to bless you in every land. God wants to bless you in Lagos, he wants to bless you in Abuja, he wants to bless you in Ibadan. But I'm going to show you some things about blessings. The Bible says there was a time when famine arose in the land of Canaan. When you read Genesis chapter 45 and 46, famine arose. There was no food. That's what the Bible says. No food. Even Jacob, the blessed man. That's why I read the scriptures to you. It shows Jacob was a... Jacob said, even the Lord God appeared to me in the city of Luz and told me, he blessed me. Even the blessed man was hungry. There was famine. The Bible says he called his children and said, won't you go to Egypt and get food? He said, better go down lest we die. The blessed man was in a place where there was no food. Blessed men can suffer when they're in the wrong place. I'm going to show you some stuff. Even the blessed man. I imagine Jacob calling his children and saying, have you eaten this morning? He said, no, why? There is no food. Jacob, there is no food. Do you know all the kind of cattle and all the sheep that Jacob left Laban with? The Bible says his herds were so much that even the land could not contain his herds and that of Esau. So heavy. He was heavily blessed. Now, the Bible says, they said, there is no food. The blessed man. Have you ever woken up to a level where you looked around you and you felt like, I'm not where I ought to be. Something is missing. Something is missing. Hey, yeah. Let me tell you this. Go through the scriptures. In the life of every man, there is always one time of famine. It will come. The time of famine is not to show you how poor you are. It is to let you know that there's a higher level waiting for you. Every time you wake up and you look around you and it looks like this is not where I ought to be, something is missing. And more than this, it means God is about to promote you. Oh, I'm talking to about 100 people here today. I declare God is about to promote you. The Bible says Jacob was in the land of Canaan. There was no food. Everything was upside down. And he said, you've got to go to Egypt to get food now. Food. I've told you several times, and I'm going to say this again. Sometimes, what you need is a neighbor to you, but not where you are. Sometimes, what you need is a neighbor to you, but it's not where you are. It's not where you are. You have to always constantly be where God has commanded you to be part time. You must learn not to be attached to a place, because God can move you at any time. One of the things we learned in ministry is don't be attached to a place. This God can move you at any time. Jacob was a blessed man, but they were hungry. And the Bible says he told his sons, let's go. So if God wants to bless you, if he wants to change your life, he makes you move. He makes you move. Some of you, this year, some contracts will come from Port Harcourt. They will come from Abuja. beyond your wildest dreams.
God is going to send you men. Oh, I wish you believe me, you would shout a very loud amen.
Let's go back to Genesis chapter 46. I want to read a few more verses. I want to read from verse 28. Then he sent Judah before him to Joseph to point out before him the way to Goshen. And they came to the land of Goshen. So Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to Goshen to meet his father Israel. And he presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I've seen your face, because you are still alive." Then Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and those of my father's house who were in the land of Canaan have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for their occupation has been to feed livestock, and they have brought their flocks, their herds, and all that they have.' So it shall be when Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' Then you shall say, 'Your servant's occupation has been with livestock from our youth even till now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" There was a land in Egypt that was actually reserved for people of God. There is a blessing reserved for you somewhere. See, if you don't know, if you don't agree with it, if you don't accept it, you won't get it. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Every land that we have mentioned, that God has mentioned, has your blessing in it. Somewhere in Abuja, your dollars are there.
Yes.
There's a project they are waiting to call you for in Port Harcourt, because your dollars are there. Your blessings are there. I'm going to tell you how to shift into it. I'll show you. But you have to accept that fact first. That your money is not only in Ikeja Computer Village. It's beyond that. You are far beyond that. Your sons shall come from afar. Hey, Kalabarabaya. Strangers shall feed your flocks. People you never knew will be used by God to bless you. It's happened several times. People you never knew will say, "The Lord ministered to me," or something, something. "Oh, you are the one we have chosen. You are the one we've decided to give this contract to." There was famine in Canaan, but there was food in Egypt. There was food in Egypt. Every time there's a famine somewhere, there's food on the other side. I wish you heard that. See, every time you feel like there's lack around you, or there's something you are missing, understand that what you need is somewhere around you. Oh, don't say, "Oh, I'm hungry. There's no food. Oh, Lord, why have you done this? Why am I hungry?" No! No! There's an Egypt instruction you have not heard. It's somewhere. The Egypt is very close by, but you don't know it. I've seen people leave where they have seen people go to somewhere else for a job, and it changes their own life entirely. Entirely. I used to know a young man many years ago. He was working in a company. It was a few years ago. Then I think 15,000 or so was his salary. Fairly good. His 15,000 then was about maybe 60 or 70,000 now. He was earning good, but he was fed up. He was working on the island many years ago, and he was collecting an amount. And then he felt to him, he will come and tell me, "Brother Sam, see, I'm tired. This is not what I should be earning. I just feel like," and I'll encourage him, trust God, pray. God, one day, he got to the office very early, before everybody. Very early, very, very early. Normally, he gets to the office early because of, you know, island traffic and all. But this time, he got very early, maybe around 6:30. He was just beginning to brighten up. It was at that very time that the MD of the organization opposite his own was coming in. And the man stopped and said, "Young man,
You're in office very early. He was at the office. Their office was somewhere where they usually open late. So he was standing outside. "Young man, you're in the office very early." He said, "Yes, sir." He said, come. He said, "What do you do?" He said, "I do IT here." He said, "Really?" He said, "I've never seen your face." But he said, "Yes, sir, but I've been working here." He said, "For how long?" For about 4 years. I said, "Really? You do IT?" He said, "Okay, no problem." As he was going, he called him. I said, "Come, would you like to work somewhere else?" I mean, this is someone I know. He said, "Yes." He said, "How much are you being paid there?" He said, 15. He said, "What if I multiply it by 4? I mean, this is someone I know. He was shaking. He said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir." He said, "Okay. You are not going to go through an interview. You're not going to go through any application. Just go there, resign, and come and resume here." I can't forget. He came to me. Then I was a brother in our church. He said, "It has happened." I said, "Where did you get the job?" He said, "You can't believe it." I said, "Where?" He said, "Opposite my office. Opposite my office. Opposite." He said, "Tomorrow I'm going to resign." He went to the office the next day, dropped the letter. You know what the boss told him? He said, "I pity you. There's no job anywhere." He said, "Don't worry, sir. There's job somewhere." He dropped his letter, went to the other side, and said, "I've come to resume." Oh, yeah. They showed him his office, his table, and his car. His car. So he would drive to the same area where his former office was and greet his colleagues and say, "How are you doing? Oh, this way I'm entering, not that place." Because his blessing was opposite where he was before. Somebody's blessing is around the corner here. I said, somebody's miracle is around the corner. If you believe it, shout amen. See, sit down. Let me show you something. Since I read from the scriptures where the Bible says Hagar ran away and the child was about to die and she was crying, and God said, "Don't worry, I'll bless him too," and there was no water to drink, then Bible says when God spoke to her and she looked by her side and there was a well of water, the same place she had been sitting crying that there's no water, after God spoke to her, a well of water showed up. Hey, God doesn't dig wells immediately. The well was there, but her eyes were not open enough to see it. Your blessing is somewhere. All that God needs to do is to open your eyes tonight. Can I pray for somebody here? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lord is opening your eyes. Sit down. I want to show you two things. Hey, kada bada bada gada gada. Talaba fi your way. Talole baodora. Talaba fi your way. Talole baodora. Come on, tell me, hey. Oloru. Sojoloru. To tell you, I'm gonna surprise your friends, I'm gonna surprise your family members, I'm gonna do what the eyes have never seen before, what the ears have not heard before. Favor is gonna come upon your life. If you believe it, shout amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to Jesus. So when God wants to bless you, there are two things that he's going to do. Two things that are needed. And that's what you're receiving tonight. When God wants to bless you in the other land, there are two major things that are required. Glory to Jesus. The first thing that is required is that God must show you the person who has been sent ahead of you. Let me tell you this. There's always someone who is sent ahead of you. As I'm talking to you now, there is someone that likes you in Port Harcourt, but you don't know the person yet. In fact, the person has not even seen you before.
The day he sees you, you say, I just like you. I don't know why. And he's not going to say that on the road. It will be that probably you wrote an application somewhere, you sent in, you know, a request for a contract or something. Then he will say, it's just the way you are looking. The way you are looking. I was talking to one of my daughters on Sunday. She had been my daughter since maybe when she was maybe 12 years or 13 years. I've known her many years ago. And we're talking. She's now grown. And so we're talking. She came on Sunday. We're talking. And she said, he said, you know, I bought a lot of properties in Abuja. I said, eh? God has blessed you that much. He said, yes. He said, you remember that place I told you? Because every move she takes, she tells me. Said, I just, that job I told you at the Koi. Said, yes. He said, my boss allowed me to be a partner. You do the company, then you do your own. Said, so I've been doing my own for a long time. One transaction, 2 million. Another one, 4 million. I mean, clean business is not, in fact, the same business somebody was telling me about a few days ago. Said, I buy it, I already have this one, I'm going to sell it, and then my profit, pew. Said, I bought properties. I said, eh? You don't have to struggle when God wants to bless you. My boss allowed me to be a partner. There's somebody somewhere for you, whom God is going to use for you. Do you know Jacob and his children would have been slaves in Egypt if not for Joseph that had gone ahead of them? See, when you are praying, you should be trusting God to help you locate your Joseph. Lord, who have you sent ahead of me? See, and if you don't walk with the consciousness, you won't get it. You will see your Joseph and will not recognize your Joseph. And you know, it's also good that you either recognize your Joseph or your Joseph recognizes you. The Bible says his brothers didn't know he was the one. It was Joseph that told them, I am Joseph, your brother. When God wants to bless you in the land, there's always somebody. Let me give you a hint. Listen, don't joke with the relationships that God gives you. And don't destroy them. Don't turn relationships around. And listen to what I'm telling you. Some people have had their bosses make advances at them and they have been weak enough to accept. And you know, it destroyed the long-term blessing God wanted to give you from it. That's it. It just destroys it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You have to understand every relationship that God gives you. What is that relationship for? You just don't know people for fun. There is something coming out of it. As I speak to you now, is there anybody you know in Port Harcourt? It may not just be an ordinary relationship. Is there anybody you know in Abuja? It might also be another relationship. God might have sent them ahead of you. They wouldn't recognize you until you have come to ask for grain. Libra ko satakaya nahata. Haya. May God open your eyes to recognize your Joseph. There's someone ahead of you. In every land that God has promised to bless us this year, there's someone ahead of you. There's someone he has sent ahead of you. The soul is going to take you somewhere. The soul is going to lead you somewhere. There are some things, it's not money you need. It's grace. It's grace. Kibakatabaya. Grace. Oh, Lord Jesus. Before you leave this meeting, unusual grace is going to come upon you. It's not everything you struggle for. It's not everything. Listen, there are some things that just come by God. And I'm telling you the truth. When you need them, God has a way of opening them up to you. For a few months now, we've been trying to locate an office. Done everything. Everything. No, and we needed, I said, we can't get a room or two rooms or three rooms or four rooms for an office. Because what I see is big. There has to be the studio, there has to be the training rooms, there has to be these, you know, you understand what I'm saying? Every kind of room. And as God will have it, the same building 10 years ago that was our office, and we left because it was too small and we needed access. There were two buildings there, two flats there, and I always told myself, I want, if we can, if only we can get the whole place. But we didn't get it. A few days ago, that same building, the same building. Sometimes you have to allow some people and tell them they are just marking time. They will soon leave for your sake. We shall got the whole building. The whole building. See, when you have a vision, God has a way of making it happen. You're not hearing what I'm talking about. See, now, in a few months now, we're going to get a place that is three times the size of this auditorium. No. If you don't shout, I'm not bothered. Because you can't see it. You are like, how will this one happen? Don't worry. I'll remind you that what God says he will do, he will do. Whether man agrees with it or not. And you know, when God blesses his church, it means God is blessing you. If God multiplies his church three times, it means God is multiplying you. That's why I told you, I said win souls. Many of you don't understand what it means to win souls. When you win souls, God is going to expand you. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Watch it now. In a few months, three times this building. Three times. Three times. Not everybody understands. Three times. Oh, yakatabaya. We are going to make room for more souls. More souls. More souls to be won. Somebody shout amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God has to send men ahead of you. Number two, what do you need to do to be blessed in the other land? Very simple. I told you before, but I want to show you how it works. It's for you to carry a blessing. Something amazed me in the scriptures. I want to show you that thing. I was shocked when I saw it. Genesis chapter 47. I want to show you this. Very important. Amazed. I was amazed when I saw it. Can we read? This was when Jacob. Now look at verse 7. Genesis chapter 47 verse 7. Then Joseph brought in his father Jacob. See. I need someone to read this thing for me. Because I want to show you. I'm shocked about the passage. You want to read it for me? Read it. Listen now. Now listen, Jacob is the one who had left Canaan where they were hungry to come to Egypt to find food so that they won't die. They were like refugees. We need to eat so that we won't die. Now God had sent someone ahead of him. That was Joseph, his son. Now the Bible says, listen, go again.
And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father.
Then Joseph, the one who had gone ahead of him, brought his father and said, come. He said, come and meet the king of Egypt. Pharaoh himself, who doesn't talk to ordinary men. Come and meet Pharaoh. Then he brought him to Pharaoh and said, go ahead.
And set him before Pharaoh.
And said, this is Pharaoh. He brought Jacob before Pharaoh. Go ahead.
And Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
Hold on. I don't get. No, I'm concerned. I don't get. Now, think about this. They brought me. So you entered America, and then the person asking questions who allow you to enter then said, bless me. I don't get yet. When I first of all read it, I had to be sure. I thought my Bible had an issue. Maybe they made a mistake in my own copy. I thought it was supposed to be, and Pharaoh blessed Jacob. Because I'm the one doing you a favor. And the Bible says the lesser is blessed by the greater. But here, it looks like Pharaoh is the greater. He's the one giving them food. But God said Pharaoh is not the greater. Pharaoh might have the food, but he's not the greater. Hey, katabaya, katakaya. Oh, he said Pharaoh is not the greater. Jacob is the greater. He may not have the food, but he has the blessings. Hey, how I wish everybody in this auditorium would know that they are not ordinary. Let me show you something. Let me tell you where the problem is. The problem is you don't know. Let me tell you. I've told you this before. Our lives as Christians is about consciousness. When you wake up in the morning and say, Father, I thank you. Lord, I know you are in me. You may not feel anything. He said, Lord, and I'll be with you to the end of this world. He didn't say you will feel me. He said, I will be with you. You may not feel anything, but your conscience is there. You are conscious. Why do we walk on the road and say, Father, I thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you just said. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, okay? He didn't touch you. Nobody tapped you. But you are conscious of his presence. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? How I wish that we'll be as conscious of that when we go to the island to get a job. How I wish when you are walking in a Kuedumota, you are conscious of what you carry on the inside. How I wish when you're traveling outside the country and you get to another country you don't know of and you're going to enter the borders, you don't behave like a second class citizen. You are walking like, I carry the blessing. I wish I were talking to somebody here. You know why? Because every child of God carries a blessing. Are you hearing me? You carry a blessing from Father Abraham. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? God told Abraham, see, the blessing Jacob was carrying was because of the one that came on Abraham. It was a consciousness. So I'm thinking, Pharaoh did not say, bless me. He just blessed him. Whether Pharaoh said, are you okay or not, did not matter. He just blessed him. Let me tell you one of the things that gave Jacob the confidence to bless Pharaoh. Jacob remembered. If I withdraw my son from this place, Egypt will crumble. I wish you were hearing what I'm talking about. Jacob knew that without the influence of the presence of God in Egypt, Egypt will not be standing. Some of you think Egypt is standing because of your intelligence. No! It's got the presence of a child of God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Do you know? No wonder the Bible says we are the salt of the earth. Do you know we are the ones that keep the salt salted? Are you hearing what I'm talking about? You are the light of the world. It is because of you that the world can see. Can somebody shout amen? It is because of you. Now let me tell you why. I was studying recently. Why did God tell you are the light of the world? Why did God say you are the salt of the earth? It's because he wants you to have a consciousness. Many of us, when we walk on the road, we walk like second class citizens. I wish you can start having a consciousness from now. See, when you're walking and somebody tries to shake you, what comes out of your heart when you're about to shake that person? Like you're just shaking, or like you are passing something to him? Because you carry it. See, your shoes don't have to be beautiful. I wish I were talking to someone. You don't need to wear a tie or a suit for you to know that you are carrying a blessing. Just as you are. Just as you are. You are carrying a blessing over your head. Can I ask a question? How many blessed people are in this auditorium tonight? If you're a blessed man, shout amen! Why would Abuja favor you? You are a blessed man. The money of this nation belongs to you. It's a consciousness. see from today, when you say God bless you, don't think you just said anything. You're saying it because you are conscious. God give you the grace to pass a blessing. God bless you. God bless you. I wonder what Jacob would have told Pharaoh. God bless you. And make his face to shine upon you. Hey, hey, hey. Some of you have to start preparing to bless your boss now. You have to start preparing to bless your boss. You have to start preparing to bless them in your place of work. You have to bless your colleagues tomorrow. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? See, if people around you are not telling you that your own is too much, if they are not saying what's wrong with you, God, then maybe you have not started doing anything. You've got to get to a level where they'll be saying, what is it? Is it only you that is blessed? Sir, the rest may be blessed, but they are not showing it. Let me show my own. When a blessed man is walking, there's a way he walks. When a blessed man is talking, there's a way he talks. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? A blessed man does not beg the devil. A blessed man does not beg the enemies. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? He talks with all confidence. Somebody shout amen. When you go for the job, in the new office, how will you talk? I'm asking you, how will you talk? How will you talk? How will you talk? How will you talk? Are you going to talk like you're a victim? Please help me. Is that what you would say? How do you think Jacob began to behave when he got to Egypt? Bible says they gave them a land, Goshen. He said, that's your place, your space. Guess what I read about Jacob? The Bible says, and they began to buy properties. As in, they bought properties in Egypt. That was not their place. They came there to look for food. However, they started buying properties. Can I speak to someone here? You begin to buy properties everywhere. I want to quickly tell you three things. I'm going to rush them. Keep standing. Don't worry. You don't have to sit because I'm about to close. But I'll tell you this. Three major ways to be blessed. Three major ways to get the blessing. Number one, Psalm 1 verse 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in no season, and his leaves will not wither, and whatever he doeth shall prosper. Now hear this. The first way to be a blessed man is to hear God. Every voice of God in your life is a blessing. My son, do this. It's done. See, let me tell you, I wish Christians understood what it means to hear God's voice. Come, let me use you. I wish we understand. Let me, I don't know how to explain this, but if you're a real child of God, Deacon, a real child of God will be excited every time you hear God. Even when you're walking on the road and God says, son, from tomorrow I'll do this, you will shout on the road. Many Christians, I don't know how we get quiet all the time. It's like nobody's talking to you. Sir, if you study the word alone, you will hear God. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? There are times in the morning when I go to my study room, sitting down with the word, I'm banging the table. Hey! Because it's like you have gotten jackpot. I wish I were talking to someone. You've got to cherish the word of God, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in it does he meditate. What does the Lord provide? Words from God. Hey! So let me tell you, it doesn't matter what the country is saying, whatever God has told you will stand. Maybe years ago when we looked at that building, God had already said, the building is yours. So everybody has to move out. Everybody has to move out. When you're a blessed man, you get it. The word of God is a blessing. How do you react to his voice? How many of you hear God? Wave your hand if you hear God. If you don't hear God, there are two things. Either you're not yet saved, or you're not yet baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because if you're saved and you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, you will hear God. He speaks to you. Have you ever heard God say, my son, I love you? You know, I love you. And sometimes he says, why did you do that? You were not supposed to do that. One of our daughters, one of our members came to me last week Sunday service. I was by outside, and then she came and she greeted me. Then she left. After a while, she came back and knelt down. So the Holy Spirit said, I should kneel down and greet you. I said, that's listening to the Holy Ghost. I knew she heard the Holy Ghost. Maybe she greeted casually the first time, and the Holy Ghost said, no, go back and greet him. See, this is how we hear the Holy Ghost. I've heard it several times. Have you ever left a place and something was thrown on the floor and you went and the Holy Ghost said, go and pick it? This is not conscience. This is the Holy Ghost. And then you go and you say, let whoever is there pick it. Then when you get to your door, you say, I say, go back and pick it. They say, then you pick it and you are going. Then you go say, there's another one down there. Pick the two of them. Whoa, you pick it. He's training you, brother. When you hear voices like that, you better rejoice. You better rejoice. Listen, how does a Christian live without hearing God's voice? You are dead. You are dead. The voice of God is powerful. I need to make a confession to bless you. So I told you last week, I said I was trusting God for a car. Right? Okay, he's not here yet. Somebody, where is it? No, but I got some cash for the car. And the Lord said, don't buy yourself a car. Buy your admin a car. Hold on. So I went and I bought her the car. Hold on. It was a Nigerian used car. Since I bought it, had no peace. I'm telling you. I told her to go and make the registration yesterday. She made the registration. The Holy Ghost said, don't buy a Nigerian used car. Buy a Tokumbo car. So I said, Lord, so what do I do with the car? He said, give it to your second staff. He told me. That was the first thing he told me when I entered him. He told me. Voice is very crazy. But I love to do what he says. Then when I entered us, he said, I told you. You know, there's a way he can bother your life. That's the cash I wanted to use for my car. But I learned that when what you have is not enough for your harvest, turn it into a seed. So when I came in, he said, that's not the car I wanted you to buy for her. Now take that car, give it to your other staff, take her tomorrow morning to the car shop and buy her a better car. I heard it. She doesn't know. She's shocked now. I never told her. I heard it live. It was the money I borrowed to buy my own car. I heard God live. We might look sound crazy, but don't be shocked when my turn comes. I love to obey God's voice like I've never obeyed. I am crazy about obeying his voice. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you can't hear God, you are deaf, you are dumb, you are gone. You are gone. I've been hearing voice God for years. I love it. I bought a brand new car one time. God said, take the car and go and give it to your pastor. I woke up one morning, told my wife, and said, God said this car is going today. And I drove it down to where it was and dropped the car. He said, are you sure? Sure, sir. It was not a Tokumbo car. It was a brand new tier 9 long car. I heard God live. I love to hear him. Listen, his voice is our life. That's what we rejoice in. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Who knows who has been praying for a car? Who knows? The registration for that car was done yesterday. He told me when I entered, he said, that's not the car you should give to her. Give that one to her. Go and buy another one tomorrow. Because I left some change so that I can use that to buy my own car. And he said, no, go and use it now. I said, so what will happen to me? Wait. You know, wait. Sir, if only you know the Holy Spirit, you'll be jumping every time he talks to you. Sir, what I cherish is not houses, is not, no, it's the voice. His voice makes you. Now, if you're wondering, Pastor wants to buy them a car. Have you served for 13 years? Full-time staff? Iberi mo beri. I only bear it. I mean, TLC is 13 years. That has been my admin for 13 years. So if I'm riding a car, a big car, and she's walking, what joy does it give? Ilongra sundarabaya. See, the way somebody heard concerning them is the way someone is going to hear about you. You are not hearing me well. I wish you are hearing me well. I wish you are hearing me well. I'm prophesying by the Spirit. Somebody is about to hear concerning you. Somebody is about to hear concerning you. Somebody is about to hear concerning you. Give a shout! If every blessing has to be your effort, you're going nowhere. God's word is the first thing that produces your blessing. The second thing that produces your blessing is seeds. Seeds. You know seeds? Seeds. There's no seed you sow now that is a waste. Do you know that since we've been paying salaries, every of my staff will collect salaries and still give me seeds? Yeah. Every month. Sometimes I'm ashamed to collect. I'm like, we're the one paying you. You're not giving me seed. They don't fail. They don't. I've never asked for it. But at times I've told them, what nonsense is that? What's that? And you know they don't put it in your hand, so you can't even say no. And when they send it to your account, won't you leave it? That's what they've always done. For every seed you sow, there's a harvest coming. I wish you understand what I'm saying. Number three, can I tell you and then we pray? Number three is the blessing from your man of God. You know, God told Samuel, this is the way to bless the people. You know, God was teaching him how to bless the people. He told Eli, this is the way to bless the people. May the God of Israel be kind to you. May his face shine upon you. This is a blessing. When God wants to bless you, he causes your man of God to speak a word over your life. Three things that will bring the blessing I'm talking about, that will make you blessed, is what I'm saying now. Blessed. You don't struggle for things. You walk into them. Mento sipaha felas krubahangarust medais kalandi. I'm declaring, may the blessing of God rest upon you. May his face shine upon you. I see the gift of cars for three people here. Three. I see the gift of cars. I see a brand new house for someone here. A brand new house. testimony of one of our pastors.
This happened live. He told me.
We asked him when he told us. He was driving his Formica when the Lord said, stop that car, go and give it to one of our pastors. A few years ago. And gave him the car. He sows seeds like, when he said, in fact, the wife said he's always scared of him, the way he hears. As in my job to driving home, you just say, the Lord just spoke to me, say, I had to do, boom. What the game, no? So when the Lord said, we should give everything in our account now. You say, you will kill the liver. But that's how he hears. And he does it. At times you just ask Alvin, his pastor's account number still working. And these were times when he didn't have it like that. This is not like he had a bonus. It's like to be all he has. See, God is not going to test your giving capacity when you have all. It's when you have nothing. If it's about when you have all, then are you giving? No. So giving is when you are giving the only thing that is left. That's when it touches you. He borrowed money to buy a car from his friend. Borrowed the money. Maybe about, I can't remember, 1.8 million or so. Bought the car. While he had bought the car, the friend said, be paying 200 every month. He paid the first 200. The month after he paid the 200, somebody called him for a house at Omoli. They gave him a house that is worth, is it 3 million per annum? The neighbor is paying 3 million. They gave him for free. So he said he was concerned. Say, how much should we pay? The person said, how much can you pay? He said, I won't be paying it. If you look at my payment, he said 50,000 per annum. The person said, no problem. 50,000. The neighbor is paying 3 million. I went to the house. It's a duplex with another boy's quarter behind. In Omole, phase one, phase two. I entered the estate. After that, they just called him from the office. I said, you know, there's COVID. They work once a week. He said, but come and collect the brand new car. 9 million. So he had a house free, Omole phase two, car 9 million. Then his friend called and said, the Lord said, I should tell you that the Holy Spirit spoke to me that I should not pay anything again. That in fact, the 200 you pay before, I should return it to you. No, this is no joke. This is real life story. He did name me in a few days ago. I was there. This is no joke. This is real life. He's our pastor. He's one of our pastors. It's no joke. So he has two cars now with a house in the money base too that he's paying nothing for. And you say seed does not make a difference. Yes. Sir, what we don't know is that many of us, we want the harvest too early. No. You've got to understand that there's a grace of timing. I wish I were talking to somebody here. Yes, and you know, the Lord is telling me now, there are some of you, God is going to put you in the heart of some people. You are going to be remembered very soon. I said you're going to be remembered very soon. Joseph in the prison, the chief butler said, now I remember my mistake. Hey, there is a boy in the prison. Please tell him to come. He interpreted my dream. Pharaoh, he will interpret your dream. Joseph will have been forgotten for life, if not for remembrance. Libra Koshatakaya. I declare by the Spirit of God, from tonight you'll be remembered. From tonight you'll be remembered. From tonight you'll be remembered. One of the ways to sow seed is to rejoice over other people's blessings. Some of you hear that somebody has got a blessing now. If you like, be like, go ahead. Let me tell you what Pastor Boy said he used to do. This is not a joke. Pastor Boy told me. He said, do you know what we did, Pastor? He said, there's something we used to do. He said, there's a culture. He said, this is how I believe we got the house. He said, when somebody got a house that was close to us, we went to him, he's our friend. I said, please, can we buy something to your house? Even if it's gas cooker, let's just buy something. He said, that's how they used to sow, yes, and that's how they do to everybody. He said, somebody bought a car. Can we put air freshener in your car? Let's just buy something to the car. He said, they were just connecting to grace. I wish you understand how to connect to grace. I wish you understand how to connect to grace. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. After tonight, help is going to come for you.
wherever you are, lift up hands and begin to receive help from God tonight. Say, Lord, I receive tonight. I receive tonight. I receive tonight. Like you mean it.